হে ঘর্ম, পুলকিত সব চর্ম বিবর্ণ হইল কলেবর। টিয়ার্স কেম স্ট্রিমিং ডাউন মাই আইজ, দ্য হেয়ার্স অন মাই বডি স্টুড অন এন্ড। পুলকিত সব চর্ম, অ্যান্ড মাই বডি বিকেম ফেল, বিবর্ণ, লস্ট ইটস কালার। দ্যাট ইজ হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্স। মূর্ছিত হইল মন, দেন মাই মাইন্ড সুন্ড, ফেইন্টেড, নো মোর ফাংশন অফ দ্য মাইন্ড। হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্ড অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম? হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্স টু এ ডিভোটি অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম? হি লুজেস হিজ এক্সটার্নাল কনশিয়াসনেস বিকজ হি ইজ নাও এক্সপিরিয়েন্সিং হিজ ইন্টার্নাল কৃষ্ণ কনশিয়াসনেস। ইন্টার্নালি হি ইজ এক্সপিরিয়েন্সিং কৃষ্ণ। চক্ষে ধারা দেহে ঘর্ম, পুলকিত সব চর্ম বিবর্ণ হইল কলেবর। মূর্ছিত হইল মন প্রলয়ের আগমন, অ্যাজ ইফ দ্য নাও দ্য টাইম হ্যাজ কাম ফর টোটাল অ্যানাহিলেশন, দ্যাট মিন্স ডেথ। ডেথ ফ্রম হোয়াট? ফ্রম অল মেটিরিয়াল থিংস, মেটিরিয়াল কনশিয়াসনেস। মেটিরিয়াল কনশিয়াসনেস নাও ইজ ফিনিশড। মূর্ছিত হইল মন প্রলয়ের আগমন, দেহে সর্ব, ভাবে সর্ব, সর্ব দেহ জড় জড়। ইন এক্সট্যাটিক, ইন দ্য ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ইমোশন, মাই হোল বডি ইজ এফেক্টেড। দেন হি ইজ সেইং, লইনু আশ্রয় যার হেন ব্যবহার তার। দ্য পার্সোনালিটি হুজ শেল্টার আই হ্যাভ টেকেন, লুক হোয়াট হি ইজ ডুইং টু মি। আই টুক শেল্টার অফ হিম অ্যান্ড নাও সি হোয়াট হি হ্যাজ ডান টু মি। হি ইজ কমপ্লিটলি রুইনিং মি, হি ইজ কমপ্লিটলি ডিস্ট্রয়িং মি। অ্যান্ড দেন হি ইজ saying Krishna naam ichha moy. Just as Krishna is completely independent, Krishna's name also is completely independent. Krishna naam ichha moy. So let him do whatever he, since he is completely independent, let him do whatever he wants to do. He is the Lord, I am not the Lord, I am his servant. So let the Lord and Master decide what he wants to do, and I will accept. If he wants to kill me, he can kill me. If he wants to keep me, he can keep me. Then he goes to describe what happens to this due to the chanting of the holy name. Due to the chanting of the holy name, Krishna Prem develops. Then he is describing that Premer Kolika Naam. The holy name is the bud of Prem. Prem means Krishna Prem. Love for Krishna. Unalloyed devotional love for Krishna. Unalloyed devotion for Krishna. So, Premer Kolika Naam Adbhuta Rashiro Dham. This holy name is like the bud of Krishna Prem. And it is the reservoir of all the transcendental mellows, all the wonderful transcendental mellows. Premer Kolika Naam Adbhuta Rashiro Dham. And what happens? As we develop our, as we practice, as we chant the holy name, it's a bud. So eventually what will happen to the bud? If it is properly cultivated, it will begin to blossom, begin to bloom. And he's saying, Ishat Bikoshi Puna Dakhai Nijo Rupo Guna. just opening a little this bud of flower, this Krishna holy name, reveals the form and qualities of Krishna. Dakhai nijo rupo guna. Roop means form, and guna means qualities. So this, you see, by chanting the holy name, we will be able to see Krishna's form. We don't have to imagine anything. There is no room for imagination. We do not have to speculate anything. Just we have to chant the holy name, pure chanting, sincere chanting. Then, due to the chanting, when the bud of Krishna Prem, the holy name, will begin to open, then Krishna's form will become manifest. Krishna's qualities will become manifest. Dakhai nija rupa guna, chitta hori loy Krishna pash. And stealing my heart, stealing my consciousness, stealing me, takes me to Krishna. As if it steals me, steals my consciousness, steals my mind, and takes my mind to Krishna. At that time, when Krishna's form, we see, we lose interest for everything else, as if the mind now has been stolen by Krishna. Now this, mind you, this is the result of just a little opening of the bud. Can you imagine what happens when the bud is fully bloomed? Purna bikoshito hoiya broje more jaya loiya. Purna bikoshito means by fully blooming, this holy name takes me to Braja, to Vrindavan. Dakhai more shorupo bilash. And there it shows me Krishna's transcendental pastimes there. Krishna's Braja Leela. So now tell me, is there anything else to get? Is there anything left to receive? Everything is there in the holy name. That is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented through these 8 verses. And that is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur presented in this one verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a gradual elevation and understanding of the holy name, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur so wonderfully. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote this in about 8 verses, I think 7 or 8 verses. See, our previous acharyas have given us such a clear and sublime understanding. Everything is there. Now tell me, is there anything else to get? Or the holy name can give you everything? Do you want your spiritual perfection? What do you have to do then? Very good. Chant the holy name purely. Chant the holy name purely and everything will be achieved. Everything will be achieved. Okay, until the printout comes, we'll take a few question answer. And then when it comes, we'll sing that song. Do you think it'll be nice to sing it together?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Yes. Contrary, what is the contrary to not pure? Impure. Okay, I got your point. I got your point. You are pure means you are something that is something that it is not. Right? Something else is there. Like water. What is pure water? Which is not something other than water is there. Right? Gold mixed with water. Is it pure water? Diamond mixed with water. Mud mixed with water. So these are the impurities. Anything other than the substance is the cause of impurity.
What attitude am I supposed to take when I want to...
Surrender. Surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna's devotee. Pujarini.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Thank you for choosing this song. It's a beautiful song. My question is, it is said that the stage of separation is the highest. Why is it so painful then? Because even when we read in the Bhagavatam about the gopis in the state of separation when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, it just seems that they are suffering. They're constantly thinking of Krishna, but they're suffering. So my question is just, is such a higher stage of perfection, why is it painful?
They're not suffering. Rather, they're enjoying more and more. How? They're feeling that intense separation. Then Krishna comes to them. Now, after the separation, when they see Krishna, how they feel? Is that joy multiplied? What separation is doing? Separation is multiplying the feeling of joy. How many copies did you get? Huh? Okay. Anyway, so I'll give it to you. It's actually, I forgot to tell you, that it's in the Veda Ves. Anyway, the fault is mine actually. The fault is mine. Yesterday, I gave it to Kanchanabja. I told Kanchanabja to give the, and I wrote. But what I wrote was Sharanagati's first line. Anyway, we'll sing Sharanagati's song. That's another, maybe briefly we'll discuss that. And then we will. So what we handed out is a Sharanagati song. And we'll sing that. And briefly before that, we'll briefly discuss about that also. So this also is relevant to this point. Okay, Pujarini, your question. So that this interruption, like say for example, another example, you're eating and eating. How does the eating taste, how does it feel? After some time, do you relish the taste of the food? Okay, then there is a break. For 4 hours you don't get any food. Then after 4 hours when you start eating, how does it feel? Right? So this interruption enables us to experience the joy of tasting something more. Right? So if that union was uninterrupted, the joy of that union wouldn't have been so intense. Therefore, that there is a need for that interruption. And that interruption is... Interruption is magnified when there is a feeling of separation. So that is why this separation is necessary. Another way they describe it, Rupa Goswami is describing, that this is the way love moves. The movement of love is not in a straight line. Ahirevo gotir premna. The way a snake moves, right? Love's movement also is like that. And that is feeling of union and separation. Okay, as you were saying, like, they're feeling, that's why this separation is there. Krishna made that arrangement. Krishna left Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. It seems that Krishna left Vrindavan. You know what happened? Akrura came to take Krishna and when they came to Jamuna, the border of Vrindavan, then what happened? Krishna and Balaram went to take bath. And at that time, what did Akrura see? Akrura see Krishna's forearm form. So at that time, the Devaki Nandan Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, came and sat on the chariot. And Brajendra Nandan Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, Krishna of Vrindavan, he went back to Vrindavan. And Krishna used to meet them. But when the gopis would meet with Krishna, they would think that they are dreaming. So this is how that separation intensified the feeling of union.
Thank you very much.
Okay, any other question? Yeah. You can take the mic.
You have explained how the holy name begins to come from within. So that I thought that was a very sweet point. And I'm wondering, is it this means that the soul is constantly chanting?
Soul can constantly chant. Can, rather, not is chanting. The soul can constantly chant when it becomes Krishna conscious. Like, for example, the other day I was giving the example, I don't know whether you are here. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the toilet and he was biting onto his tongue. So everyone asked, what happened? He said, the holy name, my tongue is chanting the holy name. Even in the toilet. I can't stop it. So that means what? The holy name is rising by itself. He couldn't stop it. Won't it be wonderful? At least we don't have to make an endeavor to chant our 16 rounds. So, and that is the ultimate perfection of our existence. Okay, if there is... Okay, Dina.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. When Tribhuvanath Prabhu said that when he saw Prabhupada, he would chant all the time, even while he's talking, he was chanting. But how does a pure devotee control that ecstatic symptoms, because they're uncontrollable? So how does he maintain his discipline?
If it is chanting, then don't try to control it. Let it go. Rather, our mood should be go, go, go. Why should he stop? To do your nonsense? No, we don't have to.
No, what I meant is, how did Prabhupada control those emotions? Because naturally he's chanting pure nam, and how did he control his...
Oh, I see, when Prabhupada...
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how, you see, a pure devotee comes down to the second class platform. Uttamadhikari devotee comes down to the second class platform to preach. For the sake of preaching, they have to control their emotions. Or... ecstatic symptoms. Prabhupada is chanting, that he is doing internally. But what is that, along with the chanting, the ecstasy that Prabhupada is feeling, or he is, in, although the he wants to continuously chant the holy name and chanting, but at the same time he is taking the time, you know, to do other things for the sake of preaching, for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness. That is the meaning of how a Uttam Adhikari, pure devotee, comes down, first class devotee, comes down to the second class platform. Second class platform is the platform of preaching. In the first class platform, you cannot preach. Any other question? Yes, Madhavi.
So Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, there's one devotee who finds it difficult to chant the Hare Krishna mantra daily. After a few rounds he gets problem with his throat or problem with concentration, and he prefers to chant mantras quietly from, for example, Brahma Samhita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is printed out for himself, and he chants them daily whenever he gets spare time. And my question is it possible by doing this and not chanting the Hare Krishna mantra to attain the same stages of pure love of Krishna, the stages you just explained?
Well, we have to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name to chant. What is more important? Mahaprabhu gave the holy name. Is there anything else more important than chanting? Then why shouldn't we chant? I mean, in simple words, I will just say, like the whoever it is, we all, do we have enough time to eat? No matter how busy we may be, do we have enough time to eat? Do we have enough time to sleep? Why? Why do we find time to eat? Why do we find time to sleep? Because they're important for the body. Without eating and sleeping, we cannot function. So if we have time, if we can make time for eating and sleeping, why can't we make time for chanting? When people say that, I don't have the time to chant, we can immediately understand that he is not taking the holy name seriously enough. He is not serious about his spiritual life. If one is serious about his spiritual life, then he will take care of this spiritual practice. And as I was saying, ultimately it's a matter of surrenders. We have to surrender. There is no way out besides surrendering. And who do we surrender first? Yes, we surrender to Krishna. But then we recognize the surrender through the surrender to his devotees. Now Krishna's devotees are telling us, Prabhupada is telling us, chant 16 rounds. Are we going to seriously take that instruction? If we don't, that means we are not surrendering to Prabhupada. Right? Prabhupada is making a condition, just chant 16 rounds. How long does it take one to chant 16 rounds? About 2 hours. Maybe even 2.5 hours. So out of 24 hours, is it too much of a thing to chant for, to take out this 2 hours for Krishna? 2 hours for our spiritual life. So when it comes to chanting, there cannot be any excuse. The only thing is, the person is not serious enough. So when they are not serious enough, what can be done? Personally, I say at least chant one round. Because that will keep you in touch with the holy name. Just one round you chant. Because that way on a daily basis you will be in touch with the holy name. Right? Okay, so now it's almost already 9 o'clock. So I'll briefly discuss. How many of you know this song of Sharanagati? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shad Shiyo Dham Shaho Avotori অত্যন্ত দুর্লভ প্রেম করিবারে দান শিখায় শরণাগতি ভকতের প্রাণ দৈন্য আত্মনিবেদন গোপতৃত্বে বরণ অবশ্য রক্ষিবে কৃষ্ণ বিশ্বাস পালন ভক্তি অনুকূল মাত্র কার্যের শিকার ভক্তি প্রতিকূল ভাব বর্জন অঙ্গীকার সরঙ্গ শরণাগতি হইবে যাহার তাহার প্রার্থনা শুনে শ্রীনন্দ কুমার Rupo Sanatana Pade Dante Trinokori Bhakoti Binodo Pare Duhu Pade Dhori Kadia Kadia Bale Amito Adham Shikhay Sharanagoti Karohe Uttam. Translation: out of compassion for the fallen souls, Sri Krishna Chaitanya came to this world with his personal associates and divine abode to teach Sharanagati, surrender to the Almighty Godhead, and to freely distribute ecstatic love of God, which is ordinarily very difficult to obtain. This Sharanagati is the very life of the true devotee. The ways of Saranagati are humility, dedication of the self, acceptance of the Lord as one's only maintainer, faith that Krishna will surely protect, execution of only those acts favorable to pure devotion, and renunciation of conduct averse to pure devotion. The youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, Sri Krishna, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by the sixfold practice. Bhaktivinoda Thakur places a straw between his teeth, prostrates himself before the two Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and grasps their lotus feet with his hands. He says, "I am certainly the lowest of man," he tells them weeping, "but please make me the best of men by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati." Who can play 7 beat? Anyway, if the mridanga is, it's a little difficult beat. So, without mridanga, we'll sing that. Who? Jiten, can you play 7B? Oh, you can. Palika can. Okay. Give her the mridanga. Who will play the harmonium? Okay. Very good. We have so many talents here. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? So will you memorize it? So first is Shikshashtakam. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Sharanagati, and Krishna Naam Dhare Katubha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kori Shapar Shado Shiyo Dhamo Shahoyabo Tori. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kori Shapar Shado Shiyo Dhamo Shahoyabo Tori. Otanto durla. লভো প্রেম করিবারে শিখায় শরণাগতি ভকতের প্রাণ দৈন্যাত্মনিবেদন গোপ্তৃতে বর অবশ্য রক্ষিবে কৃষ্ণ বিশ্বাস পালন ভক্তি অনুকূল মাত্র কার্যের শিকা ভক্তি প্রতিকূল ভাব বর্জন অঙ্গীকা সরঙ্গ শরণাগতি হইবে যাহা তাহার প্রার্থনা শুনে শ্রীনন্দ কুমার রূপ সনাতন পদে দন্তে তৃণ করি ভকতি বিনোদ পরে দুহু পদ ধরি কাঁদিয়া কাঁদিয়া বলে আমি তোয় অধম শিখায় শরণাগতি করো হে উত্তম কাঁদিয়া কাঁদিয়া বলে আমি তোয় অধম শিখায় শরণাগতি করো হে উত্তম শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু জীবে দয়া করি সপার্ষদ শিয় ধাম সহয়াবতরি অত্যন্ত দুর্লভ প্রেম করিবারে দান শিখায় শরণাগতি ভকতের প্রাণ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shado Shiyo Dhamma Shahoya Bhutari Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare. Okay, so you have the copies, all of you have the copies, so you can take them with you. And I will give a copy of the other song in the evening, yeah, maybe in the evening, Ramananda. And let us see if we have the time to sing that. That's also a very beautiful song. After all, they are beautiful poetry by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Okay, thank you very much. Shariraya Vidyajal Jarendriya Tahikal Jive Fele Vishayo Shagore Tar Modhe Jubhati Lobhomoy Sudurmati Take jeta kothina shamsare Krishna baro dayamoy Kori bare jiv bhajay Shaprasad anna dilo bhai Shei anna mrito pao Radha Krishna guna gao Preme dako chaitanya nitai Preme dako chaitanya nitai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Gaur Premanande. Okay. Okay. Why didn't you get it in the morning for Hriday? Oh, he gave it the other day. Yeah, right, that's true. Well, there are some gifts for different devotees. Different Radha Desh devotees. First is Shankarshan Das from the kitchen. Did you ask him to come? Okay. Then Vijay Baladev Das, guest house. Ramananda Rai Das. You're also Radha Desh devotee. Come here. Kamala Manjari Dasi. Let some Mataji come and give the garland. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kamala. Mandira Devi Dasi. Give her the garland first. Hare Krishna. Malati Devi Dasi. Gotikari Das. Oh, he is not here, but Manohar Das.
His book and CD. Book and CD, Manohar.
Thank you. Oh, so some devotees who are not present, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu we already gave him the other day. And those who are not here, Radha Vinod, you and Ramananda can give them. Thank you. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Please keep sitting, Prabhu. Guru Maharaj is going to pass. Short announcement that for the devotees who are leaving tomorrow and who had to be brought to the train station, please still confirm with us that we don't make mistakes or that we can organize properly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.